Let's talk CTA, as in call to action. What do you actively tell your listeners to do? How often? Where do you plug it in? What if you have more than one thing that you want your listener to do? How does that all work? Well, today I've got all the call to action details, the 101 for you, the framework, if you will. And so grab a notebook and pen. This is going to be a juicy snippet from one of my coaching calls from inside my program, Podcast to Profit.
Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
Her question is, when do I talk about Facebook groups and my email, like to come join the email list in my episodes? You guys, when you have a podcast episode, I've told you in your trainings, like I want you to focus on one major CTA. However, if you listen to my podcast, I do have multiple things I mention. Have you guys ever noticed that? So that might be confusing. So I want to clarify that right now. Okay, so you have your funnel and we have top of funnel podcast. We have middle of funnel nurture. Okay, so we bring all the people in and we want ideally to sell them the offer, right? So a lot of people tell you, like coaches online or, oh, like now we're going to send them from the podcast to social media. Now we're going to send them from the podcast to the email list. Now we're going to send them from the podcast to check out the blog. Why? Hi. Are you ready to buy? Are you ready to start your podcast? Are you ready to declutter your home? Are you ready to restore your marriage? Are you ready? Let's go. We can just sell directly from podcast to offer. We convert people every day from the podcast. So that's why I'm telling you guys, you got to CTA to the offer every time. And when you all get to step four and you've got your offer and step five, you'll learn to sell. So you're good if you're not there yet. I'll teach you and give you the sales pitches to do that, right? However, what about the 70% of our listeners, 80%, who aren't ready to go to offer? What do we do with them? Well, we're going to say, we're going to casually mention, or, you know, if you guys don't know, I've got a community on Facebook. You can come hang out. I've got an email list where you can be the first to know about weekly episodes. These, we're going to call them a casual mention. This, we're going to call a CTA. There's a difference. Let me give you an example. Time management for nurses. Manage your time so you can achieve work-life balance. And then it's time management for nurses. Okay. Hey guys, I hope that you are going to love today's episode. We're going to talk about three ways you can create more meaningful time with your kids in that 30 minutes per evening after you get off work as a crazy busy nurse. I'm so excited to bless you with today's episode. I can't wait to dive in. Before we dive in, I want to remind you that I have time management for nurses available right now. This is going to teach you guys how to save 3 to 5 hours a week in your schedule, no matter how much overtime you're booked, no matter how burnt out you are. This time management course is going to up-level everything for you so that you can actually have that time back that you desperately want with your family. I want you to head right now to timemanagementfornurses.com and get in. The next 10 people that join during the month of January are going to get a free 30-minute call with me where I'm going to audit your schedule. So it's going to be amazing. Again, that's timemanagementfornurses.com. I'm about to meet you there. Now, if you guys didn't know, I also have a group where you can come. Now, pause point. I don't love to sandwich these together. I will sometimes just because I'm like, let me just record the whole intro and be done with it. But ideally, this is a hard pitch. What I would like to see is now Ashley get into her episode and she's like, okay, storytelling and making them laugh and giving them a thing. And she's like, oh, by the way, you guys, I forgot. Like, if you too are struggling with kind of figuring out which planner or online management software you want to use, we have a free group. Come and talk to us about it over there. I would love for you guys to come connect. It's totally free. It's blahblahblahgroup.com or go to, and you guys need to have a link for your groups. It's really hard to casual mention to facebook.com/timemanagementfornurses237245. Nobody gets that. Okay. So you guys can grab a GoDaddy link that would be like timemanagementfornursesgroup.com, $9 a year, whatever. Okay. And redirect it to the Facebook group. Ours is stephgasscommunity.com. Make it easy. If we make something hard, you lost the lead. Okay. So later, Ashley's going to go that. Yeah. She also might say, maybe she wants reviews. So she goes at the end of the episode, by the way, loves, if you haven't left me a quick review, it would bless me so much to hear from you. These are all casual mentions. In your mind, I want you guys to think like these can be infused at any time throughout the podcast. It's a very light touch. Bing. Join us here. Bing. Leave a review. I love you. Bye. Bing. Okay. This, I'm being direct. I'm elevating. So if in your episodes, I want one of these every single time, non-negotiable, your Facebook group, your episodes, it's a light touch, bing, bing, bing. If you guys just got done launching, like you had a hard live launch, you had a free workshop you've been promoting the poop scoop out of for 2 weeks, feel free to not CTA for a couple episodes. That's okay. Like we can give people breathing room if we just did a hard pitch and go just Facebook group, just email. But the majority of the time, I'm going to CTA because that's people buy. They buy straight from the show.
I hope that this snippet of a training really helped you as it pertains to understanding where to market your stuff throughout your episodes. If there is a specific thing that you want to ask me, I want to feature your question right here on the podcast. Head to stephaniegass.com/contact and leave me your question or your testimony right there. I want to feature you on the show. Oh, and P.S., if you are not part of our Facebook community, stephgasscommunity.com, I have a podcast catalog over there where you guys can search my 730 episode catalog for exactly the thing that you need to learn or the content that you're looking for. So again, that is inside my community in the guides. I will see you back again next week. May God bless you and have a great weekend. Bye.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.